Boys and girls, I want to talk to you this morning about today, because today is a special day and an important day, and maybe some of you have even forgotten why it's special and why it's important, but today is Father's Day. My, that's what today is. Now, I have to admit and say that there's Father's Day and there's Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is far more popular than Father's Day. There's more fuss made about Mother's Day than there is about Father's Day. I wonder why we have a Father's Day, and I sort of have an idea that maybe what has happened is this, that somebody has said, you know, why don't we have a Father's Day? And it has got to the ears of the Equality Commission. And the Equality Commission has decided, just in case there's any more complaints, what we better introduce a Father's Day, lest there'll be trouble. So that's my interpretation of Father's Day. But I want to say one or two words about Father's Day. Really, we'd be better calling it Daddy's Day, wouldn't we? Because boys and girls, as far as they're concerned, that's Daddy, isn't it? And of course, Daddy's a very special person. He's sort of way the leader of the pack in name only. And he's the one that, you know, you look up to and look for when there's trouble. When there's no trouble, it doesn't matter about him, but when there's trouble, he's handy to have about. And I was thinking about one or two reasons, boys and girls, why Daddy is so special. And the first one is this: a father's love. A father's love. Boys and girls, one thing you can be sure about is this morning, that your daddy loves you. He loves you. My, and that's why he does so much for you. Yes, and no matter how big you grow, and even as you get older, you'll always be his little boy or his little girl. And a father's love is a wonderful thing. And then not only a father's love, but, you know, Daddy's special because of his kindness, a father's kindness. My, he does so many things, doesn't he? Maybe he has taught you how to ride a bicycle. Maybe he has put together those gifts that you get in Christmas time that needs the battery put in, or that Lego set, or that computer, or that iPhone, or whatever. My, he does. Maybe he takes you to swimming classes or learns you about how to swim and all those things. So Daddy's special because of his love, and he's special because of his kindness. And then there's a father's compassion. Father's compassion. You know, boys and girls, sometimes Daddy may get cross. He may get a bit cross, and he may raise his voice and seek to put things in order. He might have to tell you off or something. But you know, boys and girls, my, he always forgives, doesn't he? Remember the story of the prodigal son? I'm sure you've read it in Sunday school, how that the young man wanted nothing to do with home life anymore, and so he took his journey away out into the far country, and he forgot all about home. Then when things went wrong, no more money, nothing else, he realized that he had been far better off. He learned his lessons the hard way. And sometimes, boys and girls, we learn our lessons the hard way. We have to experience these things at times to learn. And you know, he thought he'd go back, and he wondered what sort of a reception he would get when he went back home. And you know, his father, his daddy saw him a great way off, away in the distance. And he ran and put his arms around him and brought him back into the family and into the home. My, a daddy's compassion, a father's compassion, and a father's care. My, he'll always care for you every day and provide your needs. My, those are just some things that are special about your daddy. Maybe you could add to them this morning. But you know, boys and girls, when I was thinking about Father's Day, my, that's our earthly father, isn't it? Our earthly father. But when we come to Jesus Christ, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're born into another family, aren't we? We're born into God's family, to God's family. And if you're a Christian this morning and you know the Lord, then you have a heavenly father, a heavenly father. My, it's great to have an earthly father, and it's great to have a heavenly father, and that means you're in God's family. And my boys and girls, when we think of our heavenly father, think of his love. God so loved the world. And we think of his kindness. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. My, what a thing. My, your father, your daddy wouldn't give you away for somebody else. But God, our heavenly father, so loved the world of sinners that he gave his only begotten son to come to this world and to die for our sins and to pay the price of our salvation so that we could be saved. And you know, my, our heavenly father, we think of his love and his kindness, and we think of his compassion. Because when we repent and turn away from our sin and come and tell God we're sorry, my, he forgives us our sins. He has mercy upon us. And you know, your heavenly Father this morning will watch over you and care for you and look after you and provide your need just as much as your daddy does. So remember, boys and girls, on this Father's Day, that we have an earthly father, but it's great also to have a heavenly father too.